You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
Let's go to Andrew. What's up, man?
Givers.
That's us.
Hey, so first of all, I wanted to say thank you. Huge longtime fan. Probably 20 years now since you guys were in the house that Lex and Terry built.
Thanks, Krusty.
So thank you for that. Second of all, Lex, roll tide, sir. I think my 12-year-old is a creep. The other night, we got a bunch of screenshots from the neighbor lady, and my 12-year-old son had been texting her 15-year-old daughter asking for inappropriate pictures. I'll just leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't just that. In 1 hour, he texted her 73 times asking for the same thing, a picture of herself. And the vulgarity and the language he was using, like, I didn't even know that was possible. I don't even talk like that to my wife.
When I hear these things, I always think about what I was like at 12 and if I was, like, in the general vicinity. And in this case, I have to say no. But, you know, things get started a little early these days.
Yeah, definitely.
But even when I was, like, 14 or 15, I wouldn't do something like that. So this is weird.
Yeah, definitely.
How about you guys? You know, were you pros at 12?
Yes, I was a pro at 12.
I was not. I waited till now to be one.
The thing is, it's not out of the norm what he did. You just got to get across to him how inappropriate that may be, and it's probably not the time for him to be really delving into stuff like that at his age. It's nothing wrong to have those feelings because he's, you know, you're developing, you're going through puberty, your hormones are just running everywhere, but you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, this is things that could get him in big time trouble, right?
Yes.
So I think that that's the angle you go to. You have the cops show up at the house.
Yeah, for sure. Like, they were really upset. Her dad, especially, he, like, kind of took it out on me at first. I'm like, dude, I'm not fixing to fight this dude over some crap you did. You know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of a mess, messy situation. We're trying to kind of get over that part of it. But I really don't know how to, like, discipline him. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I was, like, baffled.
Well, don't spank him. He might like that.
You know, if I was you, I'd kind of bond with the neighbor on this and say, you know what, man, he didn't get this from either one of us. You know, what would you do? You know, how would you handle something like this?
Yeah, this is a creepy situation. I might want to talk to, like, you know, to me, this is a little extreme. Or am I just overreacting? Because I don't have a kid. So
No, I mean, it's
a little extreme. To me, it's like you almost want to get a psychologist involved or something.
You might, but, I mean, I've seen this happen before. I got three boys.
Okay.
And
glad I asked the question.
Again, I've seen it happen before, and they turned out, in my opinion, okay. I talked to them. I had the conversation with them, and I tried to make them feel comfortable and say, what you're feeling is nothing wrong. It's just how you execute those feelings is what's wrong.
Yeah, well, the exuberance.
Well, Andrew, now that the kid's been busted, how's he been acting?
Very shut off, very, like...
embarrassed?
Yeah, very embarrassed, very to himself. That's
actually a good thing.
This is where you need to... This is where you need to talk to him and get across that nothing's wrong. Your execution of what you felt was wrong.
And by the way, her father's in favor of your execution.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, and then when you you just take him in the room and you sit down with him and you say, let's talk about sex, sugar pop, or how about just come give me some?
Yeah, don't pay attention to that. He was just getting the dirty, sexy word of the day in.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I don't even care if he got it right.
I feel like I walk around on this show sweeping things up.
No, you don't have to, Terry. If he's a listener of 20 years, he should know this is what I was doing.
I feel the same way, Mr. Hogg.
All right, well, I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you for listening.
Hey, can you do us a favor, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
After you have the conversation with him, call us back and let us know how he took it, how it went, and if the neighbor is calmed down a bit.
All right. We'll do. I'll see you guys.
Good luck, Andrew. Okay. I mean, you got your hands full, and this is another reason why I'm glad I'm not a parent.
But don't let him go into a shell, man. You know, talk to him quick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Andrew. Thank you.
Because I had when I had to talk to my son when he was, for what reason I don't know, you know, like saving pictures of nude nurses.
How old were they though? Was he though?
He was 12. He was in the seventh grade.
Was it Nurse Wacky?
I don't know because I didn't never see the pictures. My wife was the one who when she turned the printer on, it started printing out, and she.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah. Yes, I remember the story.
He didn't know the printer wasn't on. He just was trying to print them, and then when he figured out that they weren't printing, he didn't know. Oh, once you turn this printer on, it's going to have stuff saved and it's just going to start printing. So me and my wife were getting ready to go somewhere and we wanted to print out a coupon for something. As soon as she turned on the printer,
oh my God.
About 20 pages worth of pictures.
That kind
of
ruined your dinner, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because it had us at odds first for about 30 minutes because she was blaming me. And, you know.
For the picture?
Yeah.
She thought it was you that
she
was.
She thought I printed out all that crap.
Oh.
You can't do this at work. You're printing out this stuff and all that. What they got you doing now? You got to go to some store.
How? And go to work. Hey, Cat Sassy C. We don't want that on our stuff.
How insulting.
You go into some grocery store and showing them this who you paging? I ain't do that. If I want to print out some stuff, I can do that at work. I mean, we got kind of heated at each other. So. You know, he calls the little.
Well, she was wrong.
And we didn't, Terry. We didn't go to dinner. I ended up saying, I'm gone, bye. And I went to McDonald's and I ate my food in the parking lot.
Good for you. And you had probably more than you wanted to order.
Oh, man. I can't exactly remember, but I probably did.
Two Big Macs and lots of anger.
And then when she investigated a little bit more, she was very womanly. And adult, I wanted to say she was very adultish, and she apologized.
Adultish?
Yeah, and said, baby, I'm sorry. I am sorry.
That's good that she did that.
But we got to find out which one of these little nasty, perverty boys did this.
Yeah, it'd be a horrible, because you start thinking about, am I raising like a serial killer or a sexual freak or somebody who's we're going to have problems with? That's the stuff that would cross my mind. I've watched Dateline too much, thanks to Sherry.
But I did, after we calmed him down from him crying and having an asthma attack, talk to him.
And he learned something from you. Dude printing up nude pictures having an asthma attack.
And I pretty much told him the same thing I told Andrew to tell his son. Man, there's nothing wrong with those feelings that you're having. You just can't do things like this. And I had to have that same exact conversation with my middle son, the one who's now married, you know, studying to be a doctor, when my wife catch him doggy styling a chick.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that I had a little more guidance from my my elders about sexual stuff. I never got a talk. Mm-hmm. I never got anything. I was really very naive for the longest time and been pretty confused.
Well, I had to talk with my kids and actually put a condom on a banana to show them the proper way to put it on. I felt that was my...
Like a hooker.
I was very proud of them executing what I told them until they got out of my house. Meaning
they
until
got everybody pregnant.
Until they got grown.
They
didn't start having kids till they were adults. So
they got that exciting stuff. That impotent stuff.
Little did you know he thought you were stupid for not using an eggplant. Those damn emojis. They just make you look bad.
Yeah, but the eggplant went out back.
I know.
At least I didn't know of it in 2006.
I just learned about it a couple years ago.
But
I'm like, oh, that's what that means? Okay.
And I never forget, I had some holier-than-thou woman who listened to the show email me about
evidently you didn't raise such and such kids, and they didn't listen to your advice and all that. All of them have children. And I was like, bitch, all of them grown. Wow. When you become grown, you do what you want to do. Don't you do what you want to do, you stupid bitch.
As we know, that's the problem with sharing our life on the show. You get judged right away, and you just got to go, okay.
By the way, bitch.
I have this life, and you're listening to me. Shut up.
By the way, bitch, those are good kids.
Each child, and in my mind, I had this conversation with them, but I probably didn't. Each child, as they were born, I held them in my arms, and I say, I got three goals for you and I to execute, and I need you to help me execute them. You don't go to jail, you don't get pregnant, and you graduate from high school. All three of them, I was successful.
I think we have time for this comment here. Go ahead there, Dustin, quickly. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Givers. Dustin. So I have an 11-year-old daughter that did the same thing kind of as Andrew. She got caught with her tablet messaging a boy, and she got pictures that she wasn't supposed to get, like, from this little boy.
Yeah. She didn't send any, did she?
No, she didn't send any.
Yes.
She just sent, like, selfies, but he had sent, like, D-pics.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
His own?
He ended up having to, like, block all messages from her, so she couldn't send them, she couldn't receive them, and this is all from friends from Fortnite.
Was she appalled when she got these? Was she like, oh my God, Mom?
No, she hit it.
Oh, Lord.
Well, dude, this is another reason why I'm glad I'm not a parent, especially in today's day and age with all the availability to get this stuff. Like you talked about Fortnite and everything else. It's a freaking Wild West sexual show out there.
Yeah, I don't think I helped that the other day. I was playing Call of Duty, and I was on there with some young-sounding young men, anywhere from maybe 15 to 20. And somehow or another, as we playing Call of Duty, they start talking about sex.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah, I be laying it down. Me and my wife be having threesomes. Why I said that, I don't know. And then one dude say, man, that's all cap, meaning I'm lying. And then I say, my wife right here, she'll tell you. And she said, why you putting our business out over the airwaves on the game like that? And they was like, oh! And when I got that, then I hyped it up. I was like, yeah. I said, we be with white women and everything. Oh! Like, no cap.
Well, Dustin, sorry we didn't get to your problem.
It's okay.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.